Super Saturday at the Risby residence. Mom and Dad have gone to visit their mom and dad, and Ayan, the oldest brother, is playing the father's role.
To make sure that you guys are doing what you're supposed to do, okay? Come here.
How did I know that this was coming?
Alright, so listen. Listen, my young brother, did you give salam to your imam?
Stop touching me, seriously.
Did you give salam to your imam alayhi salam like your brother late does? Or, let me see that. Okay.
Can you please stop going through my stuff?
Wait. You gave tribute to your Facebook, your Twitter, American Idols?
Look, bro, calm down. Sometimes you feel that Imam's signals are kind of weak, you know? I mean, I always try to say salam to him, but I never get a return from him, ever.
Hey, it's not theirs that are weak, it's ours that are. You know, we're not ready for 3:30 yet. You know that.
Actually, that kind of reminds me. I have a surprise for you that would make you really proud of me.
Oh, did you get all A's?
He thinks I got all A's. Oh. Of course I didn't get all A's. I have much bigger things to worry about.
Like what?
What do you mean, like what?
Like what? What bigger things?
I have the biggest gift for Imam.
What?
Like, the biggest gift.
What gift?
I solved the biggest mystery ever.
What mystery? The ABC mystery?
Not the ABC mystery. It's a bigger mystery.
What mystery?
The 313 mystery.
Wow.
I found all of them in Houston. All in Houston.
Great, now I'm more curious to know why I couldn't even find one so far.
Did you know?
What?
If those 313 were under your nose, I'm sure you wouldn't even know.
Blade? Good.
So, as I was saying, this 313 has all those Mominin and Mominats in Houston. Name, address, everything.
Cool. Can I see?
Yes, you can see.
Can I take a look? Am I on it?
Of course you're not, you devil.
Hey,
here.
Let me see that.
You're not on it either.
Okay, you know, we have to be absolutely sure before we give this list to our Imam alayhi salam on 15 Shaban.
You know, I'm kind of tired of you doubting me.
Oh yeah.
That's why I think we should go to the mosque and see these 313.
Do you want to go tonight?
Actually, yes I do.
Let's go.
Come on. Can I come too?
No, you can't. Let's go right now. Let's go right now.
Asad? Where are they?
Who?
The 313. Asad!
What 313?
The list! Remember?
Oh, the 313 list.
Yes.
Yeah, I have it right here. Not this list. Yeah. Come here. You see that pointy?
Where?
What? You're right.
Oh, which one?
Black chador, man. You can't even see her face.
Okay. Yeah.
She's like that auntie. You know, her face is so covered you can barely see anything except for her nose.
Nose? Oh, yeah.
All you see is her nose and not even her hands.
Oh,
she reminds me of the time of the tyrant Shah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that tyrant Shah
in Iran. They say she used to stay at home to protect her hijab. After she died, Ms. Zamani came to her funeral.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's right. You see her?
Oh, yeah, I see her.
You see her? Right there. Back up, back up.
Oh. Hey, come here, come here, come here.
Okay, I think she's gone.
Oh,
I think
she's gone. Let's go back. Let's go back.
Come here.
Let's go back. You want some?
No. Thanks. I already have some.
Wait, do you need some? Oh, okay.
Does she remind you of someone?
Yes, but.
Calm down. Yeah, go ahead.
Calm down.
Stop pushing.
He's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Do you want to say something?
Yes, but I have never seen her face. Mm-hmm. She is so strict about her job. She's just like her.
Oh, you mean Ayatollah Sistani's father story? Is that what you mean?
I think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Can you move him to the side?
Okay, what now?
His existence hurts me.
Okay. I can see that.
You see that guy in the blue shirt?
Oh, which one?
Oh, blue shirt.
The one which has the same name as book.
Back up, come here.
Oh, Mafati Jinan, you mean?
Assalamu alaikum. How's it going?
How are you?
Why are you looking for me?
When the woman comes and sells her lock without the key, and he would always give him more money than she actually needed. And Imam Zaman really liked him because of his honest dealings.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yes, but it looks like he came out of that story.
Stop pushing him! Can you be quiet? We're at a boss.
No!
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You were telling something?
Yes, but it looks like he came out of that story for us.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. He's right.
He's always right, and I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What now?
You see that little man right there?
Oh, yeah?
You see that boy?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the 313.
You mean Zayn?
Yeah, could you be a little quiet? They can hear us.
So, oh, God.
You see him?
Okay, they're coming.
He's like that person he used to carry his parents on his back to Imam Hussein alayhi salam shrine every Thursday.
Oh yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, where are you going?
It's kind of boring.
Oh,
right now.
Listen, he's boring. Okay.
Okay, can you stop touching me? Okay. Like, seriously,
what's wrong with you?
Okay, go on.
Okay, come here. Listen, I do agree that they're all good. The ones you mentioned, they're all good. But you know, we have to be absolutely sure. You know, because we will be presenting this list to Imam Zaman on 15th Shaban as his birthday gift. We have to be sure that they match the personalities exactly as in the story.
And I'm like, you know, we're at the mosque.
Okay.
And I can't really scream too loud.
Well, thank you.
Because you're making me really angry now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, since you're doubting me all the time, I want you to go outside of the mosque with me so we can go see them.
Do you
want
to go tomorrow?
Actually, I have nothing to do, so yes.
Alright, let's go tomorrow.
But he's not coming with us.
He is coming.
He's really coming.
He's coming.
He's tiny and annoying.
Yes.
The mosque directory is correct or not.
Oh, he's so ugly.
You're uglier.
Yeah, come here late.
Is that the house?
Is that the house?
That's the house.
Okay. Is somebody in there?
bell. Oh, she has a kutta.
Ouch! What?
I'm scared of kutte.
Okay, calm down. I am with you.
No, no. What if he bites you?
Then you can run.
Okay.
Take it.
Should we knock on the door?
I think so.
Should we knock on the door?
I think so. Let's see. Someone's coming, someone's coming.
Stop holding my hand.
Okay, you're the one who's scared, not me.
Is that the question?
We don't know yet.
She has red hair.
Oh my god. And she is the one.
Oh my god, she has a wig on too.
She is the one. Sister. Are you the same sister in the mosque who wears a chador?
Why are you covering your head?
Okay.
Yes. I'm surrounded with neighbors. Racist.
Racist.
Okay.
Yes. And I have fear that if they see me without hijab, they're going to kill me. And I have small children. And I want to save my life. It's wajib on me to save my life and my small children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping a dog in the house is wajib too?
He's right.
We're allergic to dogs, okay?
Yeah, please. Him too.
The bark that you just
heard,
I don't have a dog.
It's not a dog?
Then what is it?
It's just a...
Billy? Alarm.
It's an alarm! It's an alarm!
Let him bite you. Let me go.
Okay. Okay. Is...
So...
That's the kutta.
What were you doing with that dog?
Is that yours? She has a kutta.
Save me. Get inside. Go inside.
Why is he holding the dog like that?
Let's go.
I don't like your hair.
They have a kutta.
I don't like your hair either.
Okay, let's go.
Business. If they find anything un-Islamic here, I will have hurt my business. Understand that? Please, fix it. And what is this? I know this is cookie. But cookie has, you know, cookie has cheese, right? And cheese has pig in it. Yes. If the people from the masjid think that I am eating, my office is eating cookies that has cheese, that has pig in the office, they will stop coming here. It will hurt my business. I do not know whether a pig will fit in a cookie or an elephant will fit in a cookie. I think what the people in the masjid will think. I will not give you this cookie. Please give me this cookie back here. Thank you very much. And also be careful what in the office manners, please. And also, it is going to be Salah time. I am going to be praying. If anybody from the masjid comes to see me, please tell them I am praying. Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much.
We are here to see Brother Mafadi.
Oh, busy. Please wait.
We just talked to him over the phone, and he said to come by here after Salat.
Dad, he's praying. It's a lot time.
Okay.
He told us to tell you to wait.
All right, I'll wait. Guys, we have to wait.
Waiting. Do you know how hot it is? I'm wearing this jacket.
I know.
This hat.
There's your 313, right?
Yeah.
We're here for your 330.
Don't insult my list, okay? He's probably praying.
I'm just proving a point.
Pretty loud. I can hear him praying. No, I can't.
You know what? It's been a while. Hey, we should go because I have an appointment. And I'm obligated to fulfill my commitment, so...
You have an appointment?
We're just gonna leave, guys.
I'll check if he's done yet or not.
Okay, please.
Let him pray. This one. He's my 313.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Mr. Mufadhil Jinan is so into his prayers that he can't even reach now.
Can we join him?
You know, let's go, guys. Come on.
It's so hot.
You know, I really wish people could understand the true meaning of Surah Asr and value time. We are responsible for someone's time as for someone's money. Okay? And we definitely cannot waste someone's time at all. So, thanks a lot. Tell your little Mufadhil.
Tell him next time I'm going to pray with him, okay?
Yo, 313, come on up.
I'm going to pray with him next time.
It's so annoying.
Today, Asad and his brothers were scheduled to visit the boy who treated his father.
Morning, guys. So, are you guys ready to visit Zain? Asad? Why not?
I don't want to see him.
I don't want to see anyone's real face.
Hey, what happened? Calm down.
I'm so disheartened by the last two we saw. One was sleeping when he was praying.
Uh-huh.
One was with a dog and red hair. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to see him start walking. Whoever that old man was. I can't deal with this anymore. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Hold on, wait. I have a very good surprise for both of you. Hold on.
Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Well,
as promised, I brought my neighbor today.
Did he just say neighbor?
Yes.
I thought that was his father.
No, that's his neighbor. Ask him.
Isn't this your father?
Most of the people in the community in the mosque think that he's my son. But actually, he's my kind neighbor. His parents are from Pakistan.
Pakistan? So where's your family?
I think he's not feeling well today.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Does he need water?
Wait.
Let him talk.
I do have a family. I don't think I can call him family.
Why?
Many years ago, I got seriously ill. My wife and my children left me in the state without stroke. They left me. Think they can call them family?
Why? Why did they leave me?
I must have been disowned. My father, may Allah give him Jannah. He used to say, Hassan, he used to wake me up for Fajr. He said, say salams to my mom. Say salams to my mom. But I got lost in this world. I forgot everything. As the days went by, I got married. I had children. I gave them everything for this world. But I didn't. them about Iman. Teach them about my mom. Do you think I gain anything?
No, brother Asim, you did not gain anything. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been here alone. You did not get anything.
I lost my health. I lost my wealth. And I need my family. I don't have them. I lost everything.
So, how did you find Brother Zain?
I remember. I slept. And then my father came in my dream. I think it was the night of 15th Shaban. I didn't know I was Ahmad. Came in my dream and said, Hassan, say salams to your imam. I got up. I remembered my childhood. I wrote my ariza to my mom. I said my salam. I said my amal. And I don't know what strength I got. I got up in Fajr. I stood up and looked out through the window. What did I see? No?
See you, sir.
Man, but the peace and blessing. Yes, in my old age, I forget. Why don't you tell them?
So, did he ever respond?
See, I said, it was a regular day, just another regular day. I prayed Fajr, and then I was rushing towards school. And I forgot my keys in my apartment, and then when I was rushing back, I heard this voice. I heard this voice saying, Salam, Ya Imam. I'm lonely. I'm helpless. And when I heard this voice, I felt so much pain and agony in this voice that I went where this voice was coming from. And you know, that's where I saw it. That's where I saw it. And since then, me and him have been family since then, made by Imam Islam.
Actually, that kind of changed my whole perspective of yeah, salam to our imam. I say salam, and I ask all of you to say salam to our imam as we speak with a loud
sound. जश्न हम मनाएंगे जब इमाम आएंगे